Free Talk Live. 855-453. Give us a call here on our live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
That's right. I said live. We are live, seven nights a week here from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time, Free Talk Live. Now, your station may or may not carry us in that time frame, but we are live. And I know it's unusual to hear live programming on a Sunday evening. And this is downtime as far as talk radio goes. You know, but we at Free Talk Live provide seven nights a week because we feel it's important. We're not just, you know, we don't just say that it's important to get your live programming from Monday through Friday. You want to get it on the weekend, too. So give us a call, 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. You can hijack the airwaves, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. And of course, we bring in show prep, but if we don't get to it, we don't get to it because we take calls. And speaking of that, let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening. I just was so impressed with the episode last night, especially the call-in from Dr. Vaughn regarding what is...
he was memorable.
Regarding what was... this is regarding what was... what I think is a misnamed war, the Civil War. I think Mark brought up the fact that... you know, some people called it the war between the states, and some called it the war of northern aggression.
I think somebody else did it this time, but I generally do.
The Civil War is definitely a wrong term, because a civil war is where somebody is trying to take over a country. And the South, they were not trying to take over the United States. They were just trying to resume control of their own states. They were trying to leave the Union. The war of northern aggression, you know, that's kind of like putting it all on one side, and I'm sure that in any war, you know, there's a little bit of blame to go on both sides. So I think it's important to use correct terminology, because the Civil War makes it look like, yeah, there was somebody trying to take over this country, and you know, Lincoln saved the day and put those guys in their place. And I think it's intentional that all the monuments and whatnot call it a civil war.
Right, because a civil war misstates it. What it says happens is that somehow somebody else was trying to take over the government of the United States of America, and they didn't. They seceded. Formed their own unions. I would assume, maybe this is a philosophical point, but I would assume that states that chose to join a union could choose to leave a union. That makes perfectly good sense to me. There was a Supreme Court ruling that said that it wasn't so, but I really don't care what Supreme Court justices say. I mean, I don't think that much justice comes out of the judicial system. So, you know, it doesn't matter to me what they say. I think philosophically, any organization, group of people that enter into a contract necessarily need to be able to get out of a contract.
And this was all sort of brought up because the subject, if I recall correctly, came up that the White House had responded to some of the secession petitions that were up on the White House website. And they were essentially citing the Civil War and saying, look, no, this is going to happen again if anybody tries to secede. So this isn't like a dead issue. This is actually relevant, or could be relevant, to our lives today. So I think it's worth talking about.
So Ty, what's the name you're proposing for?
I think that the most accurate term is the war between the states, because that's really what it was.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of encyclopedias will call it that. They actually will call it the war between the states.
Yeah, when I hear that, it doesn't... When I hear that, it doesn't. I still think, you know, sort of civil war. Like the same conflict comes up in my mind when I hear the war between the states.
Well, it is the same conflict.
Yeah.
It's just that I think that saying the war between the states puts it in more accurate form, mm-hmm. because it shows that there was trouble between all the states. There's some of the states, you know, different groups of states. And it's a statist war, you know, so there was no good on either side, really.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as from a liberty philosophy viewpoint, it was just all completely bad anyway. But I think it's very important in language to use accurate terminology, because when you say civil war, it gives the victorious side a little bit more of a justification for saying that they put it down.
Thanks for the points, Ty. I really appreciate it.
Oh, hey, quick question, too, regarding that. You also mentioned some letter that or correspondence between a slave who escaped, I guess, to Canada,
yeah,
and his former slave, his former master, regarding how he was treated.
Yes.
Could you give some more information on that? I'd really love to read those.
Sure. Since I've been caught flat-footed on it, I could do the research maybe and find it, but specifically, the way I found out about it, and I think this is a great podcast, is Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. And you can just look up dancarlin.com, and he's got his Hardcore History tab there that you can. He's got another podcast of his own that's sort of much more opinion oriented, but Hardcore History is much more fact oriented.
I've read a couple of letters from former slaves to their old masters.
Oh, really?
And there's a blog. It's called lettersofnote.com.
Okay.
And I just pulled up one. It wasn't the one that I remembered reading, but apparently there are several of this type of correspondence on this blog, so I will hoot that out to our audience.
Yeah, if you want to go to... great. That's news.freetalklive.com in order to get involved in our Facebook, our Twitter, get our updates and things like that, so we'll get that information out. I think that the Hardcore History I was referring to might have been called Addicted to Bondage. I'm not 100%. But it's maybe not exactly what you were thinking. I'm trying to find it here on his website, but it does. Yep, it's actually Addicted to Bondage. It's his number 26 show. It's from 2009, April 2009, and in
its service.
Right, I want to check that out.
Yeah, he gives. He always has great presentation anyway, so I never mind. Plugging this particular competition. It's dancarlin.com. So I appreciate it, Ty.
All right, thanks, Mark.
And you're going to hoot out that letter?
Yes.
What is it called?
Blog is called Letters of Note. So far, I've found three different letters from slaves to their former masters. None of them were the ones that I remember reading on that website that I really liked, that I've already read. So I'll find it and I'll send it out.
So what's the web address for it? Is it like a WordPress?
Lettersofnote.com, and it appears to just be a blog.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. One of the sort of difficulties when one takes contrary to orthodox view on the war between the states is that it sounds like you're arguing for the South, because all the history was written to make the North look good and make Lincoln not appear like a white supremacist, which clearly is all you have to do is look at his stuff to understand that. I'm not saying he wasn't an abolitionist. But if he was an abolitionist, he was a really, really bad one. Like, he's an abolitionist the way Barack Obama's an advocate for government transparency.
Right.
I mean, he ran on government transparency, and then when he gets into office, he's the largest prosecutor of government whistleblowers that any president has ever been. So, if you want to call him an abolitionist, it makes you feel good, fine, okay, but... The evidence is that
history's not on your side.
The evidence is that he freed not one single slave in a country that he was president of.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
The four slave states that remained in the Union after secession of the southern states, none of those slaves were freed within his lifetime. Maybe he would have done it at some point once the Emancipation Proclamation was put into play 3 years after the beginning of the secession, 2 years, something like that. Then maybe he would have had to once those states were brought back into the Union and in chains.
Sure, but it's important, too. I mean, I don't care for him historically, but it's important to recognize, too, that a lot of what became the war between the states was from compromises like the Missouri Compromise of 1820 and stuff that had nothing to do with him at all.
Right,
so you can't put the full blame on him either.
No, you could have just, he could have just said, okay, bye-bye.
True.
I don't know how, I think slavery
would have been my preference
in a few decades there anyway.
Right.
Seems to me. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. That's 855-453.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the SACL CAI call-in line, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. And as a matter of fact, well, let's get right into the calls. It's Zach from Minnesota. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. I wanted to kind of switch gears from the secession movement because I'm kind of sick to death of it.
Okay.
I had a quick question about the Liberty Forum.
Sure. Hold on. If you're going to mention the Liberty Forum, let me tell everybody about it. It is.
All right.
This is a convention of liberty-minded folks in coming all to New Hampshire to experience the Free State Project. You can find out about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to New Hampshire. I am one.
I am as well.
Me too.
There we go. The show's full of them. And you can go to the Liberty Forum. And that is, let's see, February the 21st through the 24th.
Sounds like we've got a mouth breather on the line.
Don't know how to pot down that phone line, maybe.
I'm sorry, I wasn't making fun of you. Just there were some funny noises coming through. It sounded like someone was breathing really heavily into the line.
Yes.
Well, I mean that's what Mark's voice does to me.
You got nice a creeper, one. Mark.
So anyway, it's freestateproject.org to experience the Liberty Forum February 21st through the 24th at Nashua's Crown Plaza Hotel. Go ahead, Zach.
So anyway, I was thinking about coming out there because, like I say, I signed up for the Free State Project, and I'm just waiting to make the move till my life can handle it better.
Cool.
And I think coming out for the forum would be a good way to, kind of a teaser almost. My only concern is I would be coming out by myself, as I'm sure a lot of folks are, and I'm just wondering, am I going to show up to the hotel and is it going to be kind of a solo experience, or is there anything to really bring everybody together?
It's very
do you see where
social.
I'm going with this?
Yeah, I definitely see where you're going, and I can understand that concern of like, well, how am I going to meet people? Is this going to be really awkward? It's just a bunch of strangers I've never met who all happen to be into Liberty. I don't know about what's going to happen at this year's Liberty Forum, but sometimes there are like icebreaker events, but I found that if you're friendly,
the whole
to
thing's
other people,
an icebreaker event.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of people there who don't know anybody or don't know very many people and are looking to meet people and make friends. And if you're friendly and a little bit outgoing, it'll go a really long way. People have generally name tags, so you'll know who they are, and you'll say, "Oh, I see. Hi, Mark. I see that you're the Mark from Free Talk Live. How's it going? I'm from Zach from Michigan, right?"
Right. It's you'd have to be a real staunch, hardcore introvert to not be able to connect with people at the
there
Liberty
are
Forum.
Some of those, and when I see someone who's clearly introverted, I try to say hi to them because I know how how painful it can be when you're just like scared to talk to anybody.
There are it's probably more introverts going to the Liberty Forum than many other places.
But the good news is there's lots of extroverted libertarians too that they'll be friendly to you. But I mean, really, just saying hi to people, a smile goes a long way. I don't think you'll feel lonely, and actually, most people leave events like Liberty Forum and Pork Fest wishing they were longer because they've met so many cool people, and that's one of the biggest things I think that draws people to this community.
Right. I'd like to brush aside your concern in that area, Zach, and introduce a different concern for you. If you don't have a hotel room, you're liable not to get one.
Mm. Oh, excellent. All right.
So you better go get that hotel. Like, hang up the phone here.
I think he could get one. It may be a little more expensive. Or he may get one in a hotel that's not the same hotel as the convention.
Well, there's always people that want to share rooms at the event. I mean, half of the people are going to show up to this event without a hotel room. And they're going to find places to crash, floors to crash on.
I think people make arrangements, too, on the Liberty Forum Facebook event page as well, right, that you may be able to find a roommate.
Once a year, anarchy strikes the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, and this nice hotel, probably 4-star hotel, is suddenly transformed into the Liberty Forum. Zach, I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time. Maybe I'll see you guys out there.
Oh, you
Zach,
will.
At
please.
Least, at least you'll know us, so you can come say hello.
Please do so.
Oh yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Zach. 855 450 free. Let's go to Bill calling from Mississippi. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Bill.
Yes.
There we are.
Okay, good. Yes. Just listening to the show brings up something that Kim Hamblin, the Black Avenger, had on his show.
Okay.
At one time. And he pointed out that as many as 35,000 blacks fought on the side of the South.
Right.
And basically, they were defending their homeland. One in particular was a very famous person later in life from Greenville, Mississippi. His name was Holt Collier.
Okay, I'm not familiar
with
him.
He turned out to be the guide that guided Theodore Roosevelt to the bear that Roosevelt did not shoot.
Okay.
At any rate,
but did he happen to be around when he was, what, 5 years old, when he killed himself a bar?
I don't know about that. But Holt Collier had fought on the side of the South, and he was fighting with a group from Texas, a company from Texas. And actually, the owner of the plantation got home after the war before Holt Collier did, and he arrived several weeks later and was granted part of the plantation, as many of them were. And they became sharecroppers. Well, mm-hmm. Holt Collier was an excellent animal husbandryman who later, like I say, guided the bear for Theodore Roosevelt. So there are many like that.
Tell me about this bear. I think I've gotten Theodore confused with another historical figure. What's the story of Theodore Roosevelt and a bear?
Well, Theodore Roosevelt was on a bear hunt in the Mississippi Delta.
All right.
And anyway, Holt Collier guided that bear to the point where Roosevelt was hunting. And then Roosevelt realized that he was kind of being set up for that bear. In other words, this was the bear for him to shoot.
I see.
And so he declined to shoot it. And that's where the teddy bear came from.
I see. Well, that's a great call, Bill. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Now, it's interesting because what we're supposed to believe of the story is black people loved the North and hated the South, and you know, the institution of slavery, which had gone on. I'm not making any apologies for it. I think it exists today, and I think it's reprehensible. But I've studied a great deal about slavery and its forms throughout history. I'm not saying I know everything about it, but you know, this is all many people had known. Many, you know, white people, black people, you know, they were all slaves to some extent in this time frame. So, you know, what would it have been like for, say, Thomas Jefferson to release his slaves? How would their life have been? Would it have been a lot better? Would it have been a little better? Would it have been worse? I mean, they did live in a pretty nice house. I don't know.
Well, there's interesting arguments that come out from that, and I'm not playing either side because it's government and I could care less, but there's people who claim that when they went to the North, that some people that worked in factories up North were treated far worse than any slaves were in the South.
And then this is pre and post Civil War, like right around that time frame,
right.
The factories in Chicago and things like that.
Right.
We have to be careful to say when we talk about this. I think though that, like, just because some people couldn't imagine how slaves who were freed, how their lives were going to go, or because there might have been factory workers that were treated poorly in the North, that doesn't mean that, like, slavery was justified.
No, right? By no means, right.
I don't think you were saying that. It's just that they're probably...
When one's looking at history, one needs to understand why would blacks fight for the South? Well, because their masters were going to give them stuff, and...
Yeah, but I don't think they were going to be given, unfortunately, like in the Revolutionary War, when blacks fought for the Continentals, they were, offered freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the same was made when they were to fight for the Confederacy.
I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Maybe
it
was just
so.
Pieces of land. I don't know.
Yeah.
The other thing that is really not widely known is blacks owned slaves. Now, I would guess to some extent that this was a way to put together a family. I mean, that way, you get free. You buy your wife's freedom or whatever. But there's, there's documentation of blacks owning slaves in antebellum South. And so
drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. It is Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
On the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. That's right, I did say live, and it is Sunday night. Because I know not very many programs are live on Sunday nights. I remember what it was like being a talk radio listener looking for just something, anything that's live on Sunday night. Because there's something special about live radio. Not sure exactly what that special thing is, but people want to know that, you know, when somebody's, you know, somebody they're listening to is talking live. And so many, with the advent of these big radio companies, so many of the hosts are doing best ofs over the weekends. Their, you know, stations are, in fact, in some cases forced to take these best of shows of some of these major hosts.
Oh, because of their contracts.
Yep, their contracts require that they do it. And, you know, they might otherwise have live programming on for you. But Free Talk Live knows that you want to hear live programming. So we do it 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. You can go to freetalklive.com. We've been talking about, you know, to some extent, the Civil War issue. And if you want to hear the in-depth conversation we had on last night, you can go to you can go to freetalklive.com. It is right at the top of the page. We have the last 7 days right there. But if you want to get historical shows going back for many years, you go to archives.freetalklive.com. We give them away for free. archives.freetalklive.com.
By the way, I also did send out to the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter pages the slave letter that we were talking about with Ty in the first segment,
right,
where there's a, you know, a former slave writing to his ex-master, and I found it to be a really inspiring read. The language is sort of old-timey, so I would hesitate to read it on the air, but personally, just reading what it said, I was inspired. I mean, he was talking about freedom, and I mean, to be so free mentally, I guess, for a former slave to be so free-minded in a climate where everybody's telling him, you know, or at least a lot of people are telling him that he's subhuman and that he can be owned by someone else, mm-hmm. and that he owes something to his master for how well they treated him or whatever.
Right. How many times they whipped him?
Yeah, and he knows that that's just BS, and he's totally free in his mind. So I found that really inspiring.
Yeah, it's you can find, by the way, get involved in our Facebook or Twitter by going to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for all different types of ways that we connect with you there at news.freetalklive.com. But Stephanie, you had some, you had an article.
Yeah, speaking of slavery, modern day slavery.
Is that your segue?
Well, so there's a new, the TSA has a new thing that they're trying to implement. It's called their behavior detection programming, where officers use on-the-spot observations and conversations with passengers to select some for a quicker pass through the checkpoint. It's being called managed inclusion, and it's being tested at some airports right now in Indianapolis and Tampa, Florida. And if the tests are successful, they're going to expand it next year to more
airports. Hold on, I've got to go through this Tampa, Florida next.
Oh, you're going to go. Well, you might have a TSA agent stopping and talking to you, and if you don't
don't stop and talk to me, they are not doing their job. Because what you have is a talk show host that's by their standards anti-government on the air 6 nights a week, who's also convicted killer. They need to stop me and talk to me. If not, they're just not doing their jobs.
Mm. Well, you're a very sociable guy, Mark. I think you could satisfy their image.
I get a little surly going through the TSA line, I've got to admit. I don't like the process.
That's just it. I think that's one of the problems with these behavior detection programs. At a certain point, the police state grows so large and so intrusive, and perhaps people are standing in that line to go through the TSA checkpoint as they're about to get on a plane, and they're nervous they're going to miss their flight, or they're feeling scared about where these blue-gloved people are going to touch them, that maybe they don't want to be touched. They're feeling anxious about getting their kids through with no incident because, they've been known to harass babies and parents drink their own breast milk and stuff like that.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg, as far as parents go. Having been a parent with, a baby, you're talking about bringing the carrier, because otherwise you can't get the baby from the airport. The baby must be in a car seat, so you have to bring the car seat. So you get the car seat, you've got the, maybe a bassinet, you've got all the different kinds of special formula and things, the food for the child. Taking a child through a TSA checkpoint is an entirely different experience than taking an adult through, being an adult and going through.
Right. So, there are all kinds of perfectly understandable, legitimate reasons why somebody might be nervous, anxious, or upset as they're standing in line or going through one of these TSA checkpoints. And they're also going to be apparently roaming around the airport, talking to people, trying to determine if they're suspicious or anything like that.
We had this experience, Ian and I, when we went out to
Los Angeles. At least part of it.
Yeah, we had one of the behavior detection gals, talking to us and trying to find out if we might be gun-toting patriots.
Well, it gets to the level where it's really silly. And the thing about this is that I think people are upset about, by the way, I've been sort of reading quotes from this article from the NewYorkTimes.com. It's by Joe Sharkey. It just came out recently. And what they're saying here is that people are kind of upset about this because the TSA screeners, it's completely at their discretion. Like, they receive almost no training in order to tell who might be a terrorist.
Yeah, I was wondering, what exactly are the standards? I mean, is a sweaty palm a standard?
Well, people are worried about, racial profiling, basically, or ethnic profiling, or just they don't like it for whatever reason. Your hair is too long. You look different than them. I think it really comes down to an us versus them kind of thing.
I had a friend named Ali with whom I traveled for some time.
Oh, boy.
And I did notice that he had, was pulled out of... The one time that I traveled with him, that I can specifically remember traveling with him, he was pulled out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it happens to him every time. And he took it reasonably well. I mean, like, he wasn't upset about it. He just understood the reality of being a Middle Eastern American in the United States named Ali and what that would be like. Interestingly, his parents had left, parentage had left, I guess, Lebanon or something like that, generations before. So, he really had no connection at all. He spoke like I did.
Yeah.
No accent. You didn't get the impression he wasn't even a nominal Muslim. He just didn't even believe that stuff at all.
Wow. Well, I think that's what happens when, it's basically completely up. So I went to Mexico in 2008, and when I was entering Mexico, their customs has a thing where you basically press a button, and then there's a light that turns either red or green. And 19 out of 20 times the light turns green and you go through without being searched or harassed or anything.
Okay.
1 out of 20 times, randomly, it turns red. And when the light turns red, somebody comes over and they'll look through your bags and screen you and stuff.
Hmm.
But that is truly random. Unless there's someone behind some curtain pulling a string, which I kind of doubt, because, you know, you're pressing a button. It's kind of like automatic service type thing. That is truly random, but in the U.S., it's not random, and they want to keep it that way, because I think they want to be able to profile people. Like, I wouldn't put it past the TSA to have that in their official policies, that, hey, if someone looks like an Arab, you know, stop them and let's search them, right?
I'd be interested in knowing what kind of protocols they had. I don't know what kind of training TSA agents go through.
We all know, too, that, like, people tend to be suspicious of those who are different than them, right? If they think that somebody belongs to the out-group, they are more suspicious, less trustful of them. So I could see how there's a legitimate concern there about racial profiling.
Let's go to the phones. JD calling in from Vegas. JD, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I worked for a major flag carrier in the 60s and 70s after the hijacks to Cuba and the Middle East and what have you. We received 4 hours of training in-house as to profile a potential hijacker. This is going back to the mid-60s. And in all my years, I had one person who fit the profile, which was a one-way ticket, cash, no baggage, no eye contact, nervous, sweaty, and et cetera. I told my supervisor, I said, if I've ever seen a potential hijacker, this is the guy. We called the PA police. They tracked this guy as he was jumping over the fence, going to the airplane with a gun in hand. Similar to the guy up in Boston. That
JD, I want to hear the rest of the story.
This
please,
is a cliffhanger.
Please hold the line. Sounds like a great story. 855, 453, Free Talk Live. It's JD's story on what happened with a potential
hijacker. I'm curious to find out.
Free Talk Live, 855, 453.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. That's SACL CAI. They sponsor our phone lines. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. In just 1 second, we're going to get back to JD's exciting story about catching a hijacker. He was working.
If you're going to do a live read, they better pay extra for it because this is like a real cliffhanger.
Well, if you're looking to get precious metals, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get your hands on the precious metals you want, and at some of the lowest prices you're going to be able to find. They have very competitive prices. We have teamed up with Midas Resources so that we can offer you hand-picked gold and silver pieces and coins. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. Take a look at them. You can do some comparison shopping there. And they've got a telephone number. You can just call right in. It's gold.freetalklive.com. All right. Let's go back to JD. Calling from Vegas. Okay, JD, you were there was a gentleman who fit all the profiles when you were working for a major air carrier, and you said if anybody would have been a hijacker, this would have been him.
Correct.
So what'd you do?
Well, I told my supervisor. We called the Port Authority police. They proceeded out to the gate that he was going on, and they confronted him as he was going through the gate unattended by himself. With a gun, trying to go onto the aircraft, and I would assume we never did find out because they stopped him to go up into the cockpit and take over the aircraft. Now, if you contrast my story, this happened around 1970, 72. I wasn't politically correct. We didn't have those fears. Mm-hmm. I have heard the Boston ticket agent or customer service agent for whatever airline, I can't remember, American or United, lament how many times he felt so bad that he did not turn in one of the hijackers on 9/11. And he said in his heart he knew this guy was a potential hijacker. He fit all the profiles that he knew, and he did not turn him in. And I only have to say that, if I can remember correctly, he was intimidated by being wrong. The airline would have not probably been aggressive in doing anything to this man as we were back in the 70s because of the height of all the hijackings. And our profiles, quite frankly, fit the Israeli El Al profiles that have been in place since about 1970. After their last hijack somewhere in the 60s, they have never had another hijacking. And that is because they interview people, and if they fit a profile,
They really do an interview on those folks.
Yeah, they do.
TSA.
What they don't do is what the TSA does, is
right.
This sort of overall screening thing. And it's really one of, it's the difficult conundrum when it comes to airport screening. Do you want everybody to be subjected to, this kind of, this treatment, which if you, look at the numbers, domestic air travel's down. That could either be because people are scared about, some 12-year-old incident or whatever on 9/11, or it could be because they just don't like the blue glove love they get from the TSA agents.
Right.
So do you want to trade this for, what is profiling? And people are going to complain about profiling. Oh, no, you shouldn't be bothering men because women could do it. Or you shouldn't be bothering Middle Easterners because Eskimos might want to kill somebody.
The TSA seems to at least attempt to make up for that by harassing grandmas, old grandmas
right.
Once in a while.
And three-year-olds.
Yeah.
Let me ask this question. If you're an experienced airline agent at the ticket counter or at the gate, you have direct, immediate contact with that person when they're checking in with you, checking their baggage, buying their ticket. You have a more informed, a more personal dialogue, and you can extrapolate as much as you want with that person if they give you suspicions. And the same with the gate agent. Those people are trained from contact of human people. I mean, because they have so much human contact with the public that they know somebody when they're erratic, when somebody is drunk, when somebody is acting crazy. Whereas a TSA agent, I hate to say this, it's just a government employee who has very little training, and it's just filling out their shift. So however they may feel that day, they may get the grandma and get the baby, and my 90-year-old mother had to take off her shoes in a wheelchair and go through an inspection that they didn't give to two guys that were 25 years old going through.
Wow.
The airline personnel at the point of contact have much more interaction with the passenger and are much more better trained and able to determine if that person is suspicious.
I have to agree with you, JD.
Yeah.
One of the things that comes to mind here is things are different buying tickets than they were in 1972. Now,
agreed.
we buy them online.
It's probably better back in 1972.
There might be some advantages, and maybe one would say we don't want these computerized check-in things. I try to avoid checking baggage because I don't want the extra time involved. This is a pain in the butt, so I try to carry my own baggage, which, of course, you have to take the laptop out and do all that stuff with the TSA. So I'll often just go right through the little automated check-in thing. I'll bring my ticket with me, and everything's fine. So or I'll bring my ticket with me. So JD,
to the best of my knowledge, you still have to go to the gate. You still have to check in with someone to get your ticket pulled or get your seat assignment. So there again, you have direct contact with a trained airline personnel who has interacted with thousands and thousands of passengers and customers over the year. And it's so easy, really, to pick out a clear duck when he gets in line. It's so easy to figure out that this guy's a little off-centered. This guy's not right.
Let me ask you this, JD. When on this person that you caught back in 1971, was it?
71, 72, yeah.
Did he fit some kind of ethnic profile?
No. I'll give you the profile. It's very simple. I think I said it in the beginning. Someone who comes up to the ticket counter with no baggage,
mm-hmm.
buys a ticket at the ticket counter, cash, and is not making eye contact, not making conversation, not having anything to do with you. Here's your $200. Give me a ticket to XYZ, and that's it. He doesn't want to talk to you. He doesn't want to do nothing. So that was a profile at that time of a person buying a one-way ticket cash with no baggage.
Makes sense.
Mark, I would just like to say that everybody has some ethnic profile, right? Like you were talking about, is it a brown person, basically?
Well, I wanted to know. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, even a white person has an ethnicity, right?
What do they want to hijack an airport? Do they fit some kind of ethnic profile?
Okay.
Profile is a different. Go ahead.
He was vanilla. This guy was vanilla.
Okay.
Back then we weren't profiling Muslim. I mean, we weren't concentrating on Muslim terrorists, mm-hmm. Mid-Eastern young men with olive complexion and what have you as being the profile, which it is today. If you look at the hijackers from 9/11, they were all identical practically as far as their physical makeup. And one other caveat I wanted to add, if I could remember it. Back then, when we did have a problem, and we would, when we were on high alert, we would make every passenger come out to the gate with their baggage, and then we would inspect their baggage at the gate. Then they would get on, and their baggage would be put on. Once everybody was on the plane, nobody could get off. And once your baggage was on the plane, I should say, nobody could get off. So, I mean, we were so less politically correct, but so much more efficient and so much more security-minded, and we prevented everything that from happening from there on in. And what has this TSA done? I don't think
that's a great question.
One potential hijacker. I mean, they've gotten a lot of liquids, and they've gotten a lot of grandmas, and they've gotten a lot of people inconvenienced. But they picked up guns, and people still go on planes with guns in their baggage and everything else. But they haven't stopped one potential hijacker.
Yeah, I just went through TSA the last time I came through. I didn't realize I had done this, but I had a little pepper spray canister with me.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I'm on the plane with a pepper spray canister. I don't
good
know what
you
I was going to do.
Weren't a bad
with it
guy, yeah.
Right. I mean,
I
didn't realize until weeks later, actually, a couple weeks later.
Wow.
The kind of dangers that the TSA are going after, the kind of people that the TSA is supposed to be looking out for, you're never going to catch that kind of person. I mean, I don't think that's possible. These guys are so
because
cool.
Because they're so intense.
Well, I'm saying, like, and based on, like, the article you're reading, like, their behaviors, these guys are so cool. They're so laid back. They've got everything. I mean, the only reason now what's happening is that people are getting stopped in airports around the world, not just America, for going through too smoothly. You know what I
wow.
mean?
JD, what do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't. I very rarely fly. I it's very distasteful. I don't need all the garbage and everything else.
I could see that.
I'll tell you one funny story, if I may, real quick.
Real quick.
We were so strict back then, and it happened not with me, but I've heard it happen with other people. Whereas a passenger would get on an airplane, and he would confront somebody that he knew on that airplane that happened to be named Jack. And he said, "Hi, Jack," and he was off the plane.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
That is a funny story. JD, thanks for the call.
Good to hear from somebody who's been in the industry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great call. Very interesting, too. Yeah. I guess you just don't say hi, Jack.
No.
My son, by the way, named Jack.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.